Fiber's All Fiber Network, you can stream without ever worrying about going over your data limits. Stop being surprised by data overages and surprise fees. Call ValuNet Fiber, 620-208-5555, or stop by and see them at 2914 West Highway 50. Local customer service and the most reliable network in Emporia. ValuNet Fiber, the better way to internet.
846 KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local here Tuesday morning. It is time for Newsmaker 2, and this morning we're going to be talking about a film on the field benefit at Olpe High School coming up on Thursday, and we're visiting with Tasia Markowitz and Mandy Kern from USD 252. Tasia, how are you guys this morning?
We are great. We're really excited about this huge event we have planned for Thursday evening.
Well, I mentioned you and Mandy there from USD 252, but it sounds like you have a full room of people going to be talking about this morning.
We do. We have Emma Miller, who is our FFA vice president, and we also have two of our preschool students. We have Maggie and Presley.
All right. So I guess let's start with the first details. Film on the field, when and where?
So we're having our third annual Southern Lyon County FFA and 21st Century Community Learning Center grant, Film on the Field and Lights On After School, on Thursday, October 19th at the Olpe High School football field. And the mission is to bring a non-perishable food item to be donated to the Hartford Food Pantry.
All right. Who is this that I'm talking to right now?
Emma Miller.
Emma Miller, what grade are you?
I'm a junior.
All right, so the film on the field coming up on Thursday, what time is the film going to be shown?
At 7 o'clock.
All right, are you allowed to tell us what film it is, or is someone else supposed to tell me that?
We're going to show Moana.
Moana, all right, that's a good one. All right, so film on the field. So the entrance then, the cost of admission, if you will, is a non-perishable food item?
Yes.
So what was the thinking behind that? What led you guys to want to go that avenue then?
Well, this is our third year doing the project, and we want to be able to do a community service project that helps our community. And the Hartford Food Pantry serves students in both the Olpe and the Hartford and Neosho Rapids side of our district.
All right. Who is that was just talking?
I'm Mandy Kern, and I'm the high school agriculture education teacher.
See, I keep hearing a voice that's just a little different than the one I talked to before. I know I'm not talking to the same person anymore. So being able to be involved with the community, obviously very important. Being able to help one of the food pantry there in one of your communities may be even more important, Mandy?
Yes, we definitely want to help out whoever we can locally, and the food pantry helps out students throughout USD 252.
All right. Now, you mentioned you had some younger kids there as well. Who else is in the room?
We actually have a couple more that just walked in. We have some of our junior high students who are going to share some of the events that they're going to help out with, and we have some preschool students who are going to tell you what they're excited about. So the movie starts at 7 o'clock, but we have events that start at 6 o'clock to get everybody ready, excited, and we're going to do some fun things.
All right, so let's talk to our two junior high kids. Introduce yourselves and tell us what events you're going to be helping with.
My name is Addie Sheevy, and I'm going to be helping with the face painting. The OJH cheerleaders are doing face painting.
All right, so before we move on, face painting, has there been any special training, anything that you're specifically working on, or have you done this before?
No, I haven't done this before.
Never, so you have no idea how this is going to go then?
I'm just going to try my best.
There you go. That's a good attitude. Who else are we visiting with?
I'm Josie O'Rear, and I'm going to also be doing face painting, and I will also have ponies there to give little kids pony rides.
Oh, that's nice. Some pony rides. Well, talk a little bit. What about you for face painting? Have you ever done face painting before?
No.
That's all right. Well, you're bringing ponies, though, so you'll be fine, right?
It's the Arrear Welsh Pony Farm.
Say that again?
The Arrear Welsh Pony Farm.
Okay. And that's who's providing the ponies?
Yes.
Yep, her family is.
Oh, okay. All right. A little trouble with the connection right there. Didn't quite hear, so... You mentioned you had... Go ahead.
The O'Rear Ponies.
The O'Rear Pony Farm, yeah. Oh, that's exciting stuff. That's exciting stuff. So who are the preschoolers there?
We've got Maggie. Maggie, say hi.
Hi.
And Presley.
Hi.
So Maggie and Presley. Maggie, you, sounds like a full day coming up on Thursday. 6 o'clock is when activities are going to start, and then the movie at 7. What are you the most excited about?
Pumpkin bowling.
Pumpkin bowling? How do you pumpkin bowl?
Throw a pumpkin at the pin.
Throw a pumpkin at the pin.
Oh, you throw a pumpkin at the pin? So it's like regular bowling, but instead of a bowling ball, you use a pumpkin?
Yeah.
I bet you're really good at that. Are you really good at pumpkin bowling?
Yeah.
All right. Presley, what are you the most excited about?
I'm excited when they bring the animals.
Right, and they're going to have ponies there on. Are you looking forward to a pony ride on Thursday?
Yep, and also the David Traylor Zoo is going to be bringing out some special animals for us to see as well.
Oh, so when he said bring in the animals, he's really excited because it's more than just pony rides. So a full evening set up, film on the field coming up on Thursday night at the Olpe High School football field. Activities start at 6, correct, and the movie at 7?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, and give us the details again. The admission is basically a non-perishable food item, and where is it going?
To the Hartford Food Pantry, and we'll also have a concession stand for items will be $1, and the proceeds from the concession stand will also go to the Hartford Food Pantry. We'll have popcorn, cookies and brownies, hot chocolate, and bottled water, and we encourage people to bring their blankets and lawn chairs to set up on the football field, and the movie will be projected onto the Eagle's Nest.
All right, good stuff. Going to be a lot of fun coming up on Thursday night. And I'm guessing you're not just limiting this to the Olpe community. Anyone who would like to take the short drive down to Olpe is welcome to attend.
Yes, everybody's welcome.
And there's a few other folk from the local community that are going to be there as well. So the Emporia Public Library has been a partner of ours, so they're going to come. The Emporia Rec Center will be there to do some balloon art. And the new Emporia Arts Council Artmobile will be present. So we've got a lot of fun activities planned.
Well, lots of reasons to bring out the kids, bring out the entire family. Activities from 6 to 7. Movie at 7 is Moana. Concessions available. Admission is just a non-perishable food item with the all of the donations going to the Hartford Food Pantry. Tasia, Mandy, thank you so much. Thanks to all the kids here this morning. Sounds like a lot of fun coming up on Thursday.
Thank you.
Bye, bye.
Bye. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, joining us on the KVOE ValuNet Fiber Optic Studio line, Mandy Kern and Tasia Markowitz from USD 253, as they have film on the field coming up Thursday night at the Olpe High School field. Tons of activities going on. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Admission is just a non-perishable food item. 854 KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. Sports headlines with Greg Ray up next.
Join Clint Boyer Toyota in the fight against